As we continue our Roads to Election 2020 series looking at politics across America, I recently spoke with Louisiana Public Broadcasting's Natasha Williams about the political climate in that deep red state where the president is popular with rural voters.
The Democrats basically have lost a lot of the rural voters because in their estimation, rural voters feel like the Democratic Party has gone too big. They've gone to big city politics, and they basically deal with issues that don't pertain to rural voters. So President Trump is seizing on that. He comes here often. He got involved, even interjected himself in a governor's race here. So he's very active here because he has an active base.
Tell us a little bit about mail-in voting and what the conversation is in Louisiana about that.
Well, a federal judge recently ruled that a summer coronavirus pandemic voting plan had to be used rather than a restrictive one that the Secretary of State had tried to implement. Basically, she stopped just short of saying that this was a political move and we are going to not put people in danger while politics kind of rears its ugly head in mail-in voting as well.
And how specific are the rules in Louisiana for mail-in voting? Are there any things that would trip Louisiana voters up?
Not that I know of. Basically, at this point, the pandemic-affected voters are allowed to get their mail-in ballots sent to them, and they basically have to submit them in a timely fashion. It doesn't appear to be anything that's so restrictive, like you have to put two signatures on it. It has to be sealed a certain way. I haven't been run into anything like that at all.
And what are the primary drivers of what's getting people interested and engaged in this election?
Louisiana is very concerned about health care and jobs. Education's also a big deal here. A lot of folks are really kind of struggling with the pandemic. You know, how do I pay my bills? How do my kids get a good education? You know, how will I maintain and get what I need for my family?
And in terms of the pandemic, how is the region preparing for what could be another wave in the winter?
Well, in New Orleans, in fact, even though we're in phase three, a lot of New Orleans is still closed down. The governor has been very sensitive to the fact that people want to go back to work. We need to open our economy, but also gauging those numbers, watching those numbers. And anywhere you go, you see evidence that the state is trying to indicate to you, we're not out of the woods yet. We need to do what we can to kind of, you know, keep that curve going in the right direction.
Natasha Williams from Louisiana Public Broadcasting joining us from Baton Rouge. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Hari, for having me.